Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we saw Kimberly Akimbo at Shays.
We did. Wow. Putting the fun back in dysfunctional family.
Yeah, it's a more intimate piece than you'd expect to see generally at Shays. And I think for a lot of the subscription audience, perhaps more of a challenge. The climax is not joyful. The climax comes at a moment of crisis in the life of the lead character, who is a 16-year-old girl who has a genetic disorder which makes her age at four times the rate of time. So though she is just 16, which is the life expectancy of the people with this disorder, she looks like an old woman. And she's going to high school, and her parents are not the best prepared parents.
Not the best parents, period.
No, and she has a criminally inclined aunt who teaches her an important lesson, which is live for now.
That was a great moment, yeah. At first, we are really distrustful of what can this criminally inclined aunt, as you put it, possibly give our girl. But she does give her a great life lesson that ends the program, and it is a satisfying ending.
It is a very satisfying ending.
I want to give a huge shout out to the composer I just love, Janine Tesori. And some folks might say, I don't know that name, but if you've been going to Buffalo Theater for a while, you really do. Janine Tesori wrote Fun Home. Musical Fair put that on a while ago. She wrote the music for Shrek. O'Connell and Company just did that. She wrote the music for Violet, again, Musical Fair, several years ago. And she also was commissioned by the Metropolitan Opera to write an opera called Grounded. She is quite the composer.
Well, those with a slightly longer memory may remember that as Janine Levinson, she and her then-husband Keith Levinson composed a musical called Galileo, which was done at the old Studio Arena Theater. I was writing for the Buffalo News at the time, and as a very young critic said, this is a composer to watch. And I always remember because Herman Trotter, who was the venerable and highly regarded classical music critic, took me to task saying there was nothing melodic about the score. And I said, well, Herman, I do think that the musical has moved on since Rodgers and Hammerstein. And I do think that this Janine Levinson, who is now Janine Tesori, is promising. She always remembered my review.
Oh, how sweet. Times change, but this captured me.
Well, she also wrote Thoroughly Modern Millie, you know, that she's got range. And she can write a hummable tune. And speaking of hummable tunes, the star of this tour is Anne Morrison, who plays the 16-year-old girl, though she's an older actress. And she has a very classy credit in that in 1981, she was the original Mary in the original production of Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along. So for many big Sondheim fans, her voice is in your head, and she still has that fabulously expressive voice and uses it to great effect in Kimberly Akimbo, now at Shays through the weekend.
I keep thinking, when does it end?
Not just through the weekend, but very typical of Desiderio's Dinner Theater into the next decade? No, not that far forward, but certainly for several months on a first-name basis by Canada's most produced playwright, Norm Foster.
Norm Foster, yes. Desiderio's loves Norm Foster. This is a play about a curmudgeonly novelist who has had a housekeeper working in his home for 33 years, and he realizes that he doesn't even know her first name. She knows every intimate detail of his life. The roles are played by Peter Palmisano as David Kilbride, the novelist, and Eileen Dugan as, well, I probably should just say, Miss Hopperstad.
You'll have to head out to Desiderio's if you want to learn her first name.
And she is a genius with a zinging one-liner.
She can get more laughs out of just stony silence than anyone else I've seen.
Yeah, she's a wonderful comic actor. It's interesting because she really is a very realistic actor. There is nothing caricatured about this performance, but she does land laughs that come from an authentic place. You go to Desiderio's Dinner Theater, the production elements will be minimal. The lighting is typically a kind of lights on, lights off situation, serviceable set, and the focus is on the performances, and they will have among the very best the region has to offer. And they're having an on-offer, Peter Palmisano and Eileen Dugan, just going at it. And that's on a first-name basis by Norm Foster. Final weekend for Exit Strategy at Road Less Traveled, Kimberly Akimbo at Shays Through the Weekend, and Norm Foster. I had the chicken marsala. It is exquisite. It's dinner theater, so I should mention the dinner. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.